40 to 50% of this bird's Pacific flyway population is believed to spend their winters right here in San Francisco Bay. If you are fortunate enough to see one, you're sure to be entertained by the male's bright, almost clown-like face. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, it's all about the surf scoter. This is Bay Birds. Named for their propensity to forage on ocean surf, surf scoters are best known for the drake's spectacular multicolored bill, the drake referring to the male of the species. Skunkhead may not be a flattering nickname, but the male surf scoter earns it with its distinctive white forehead patch, white nape patch, and multicolored white, black, red, orange, and yellow bill, and white eye, all creating a striking contrast with its all-black body. Skunkhead isn't the only colorful nickname the bird has earned. Others include blossom-billed coot, goggle-nose, bottlenose diver, muscle-bill, plaster-bill, horse-headed coot, and snuff-taker. I believe the females have avoided such names since they are duller with a mostly brown body and black bill, but you can still tell they are a surf scoter by referring to their heavily swollen bill with twin whitish patches on the sides of their head. Surf scoters can be found feeding within the wave zone, along our rocky shores, and over tidal and subtidal sandy bottoms. They can often be seen in large rafts diving for food. The larger the raft, the more synchronized the diving. Some scientists believe this group behavior helps keep gulls from snatching their prey as they come to the surface of the water. Surf scoters feed primarily on mollusks, specifically blue mussels, as well as crustaceans, but they will definitely indulge on herring roe when it's available, especially here on the West Coast, where herring roe can account for up to 70% of the bird's diet during the winter and spring. They'll need all that rich protein to prepare for their migration north to their summer breeding grounds in the boreal forests of Alaska and northern Canada. Once surf scoters arrive in their breeding grounds, they are quick to begin their nesting activity since males tend to take off rather quickly, just sticking around long enough for the eggs to be laid and then heading off to their next destination. While we do enjoy a significant number of surf scoters here in San Francisco Bay, there is concern regarding their population, since surf scoter populations have declined across their range by 50 to 60% over the past 50 years. Predation, hunting, disturbance, encounters with lost fishing gear, pollution and oiling, and climate change all may be harming surf scoter populations. Unfortunately, we still have a lot to learn about these birds if we ever hope to protect them. Especially, we need to better understand their habitat and food needs across their entire life cycle. Are you interested in catching a glimpse of this colorful character of a bird here in the Bay Area? Well, head out along our bay's shores, but stick to the shallows as they tend not to head into deeper waters. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from radiosausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.